Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining me today. Rolling along, you know, season's almost over. I have Manisquan Jr., Dorothy Lafredo. Dorothy, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
How do you think your season's going so far?
So far, so good. I mean, obviously, this year, very different. Looks very different, feels very different. But I think that our school did a good job with getting us, you know, in the gym as safely as possible, getting us the right amount of games. We've got obviously some competitive games that we played. So overall, it's going really well.
Yeah. And, you know, Lisa did a good job, you know, putting, you know, Manisquan's always one of the best teams in the state. She did a good job, you know, getting you girls the best competition in such a reduced, you know, season, tough. You know, I talked to a lot of soccer coaches, and, you know, it was a tough season trying to get just to fill out the schedule, you know, and how is it, you know, not knowing whether, you know, you get the phone call, oh, your game's canceled today because, you know, whether the other team had a case or, you know, precaution from Manisquan, how is that, you know, rolling in the back of your head?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely, you know, you appreciate what you have and when you have it a lot more than ever. So, you know, you prepare for what you can. And, you know, if you get that phone call, this is getting canceled, that you move on and kind of got to just keep rolling with it. And, you know, you do whatever you can to keep yourself, you know, playing and safe and, you know, as ready as you can.
That, you know, that's a great mindset because a lot of these situations are, you know, out of the player's control, you know, so you just roll with the punches and just keep yourself, you know, mentally and physically ready.
Yeah.
Last year when, you know, COVID first hit, did Manisquan go full, so everybody went full virtual. How did you find that adjustment?
So, you know, early on, never did I ever think that a year from now, I'll be doing this. It's crazy. The adjustment at first was definitely difficult for me because I like the face-to-face learning at school. I definitely do better in an environment like that. So it's definitely different, an adjustment. But as, you know, we realized that was going to be the reality of it for the rest of the school year, you learn. You know, I think our teachers did a really great job setting up Zoom calls. We use Microsoft Teams and that kind of stuff to really make sure that we were staying on top of our work and stuff. So, you know, it was, they made it an easier adjustment for us.
You know, when I talked to the players, you know, when I interviewed players at, you know, after basketball season last year, I said, you know, it's a good learning experience for you girls because when you get to college, you know, some classes aren't always going to be in person and, you know, it gives you a good sense of time management and stuff. Did you find that to be the case?
Yeah, definitely. Just, and like you said, in college, that's going to be how it is, sometimes, you know, virtual, some in person. So it was definitely a good introduction to that, kind of like learn how to do it now, you know, now's your opportunity to get acclimated to it.
Moving into basketball, how old were you when you started playing basketball?
So I was in first grade. So probably 5 or 6, I was a little young. And I played for my school team up in Hoboken. It was co-ed in first grade for the school. So I first started.
Yes, I noticed, you know, my niece, you know, she played 2 years ago and it was co-ed. And did you find that difficult? Because when I was at the games, it seemed like the boys were taking all the shots.
I mean, it's so long ago, but I just remember going. I didn't think anything of it. You know, that's always kind of how it was. I didn't know any better. I didn't think anything of it.
Did you play any other sports when you were younger?
Yeah, so I played soccer. That was honestly the first sport I ever played. And I played through 8th grade and I only dropped because, you know, my focus was going to be football. Obviously coming into Manisquan, I knew. So soccer, tennis, golf, swimming.
Oh, a little you did bit. It all.
Yep. So, yeah.
What made you pick basketball over soccer?
To be completely honest, when I lived up north, it was always soccer. I moved to Manisquan. Obviously the girls team was huge here. Yeah. So watching them, I was like, that's what I want. That's what I want to do. And that's, you know, when I decided and I knew if I wanted to do that, I was going to have to prioritize it. So
a lot of players that I talked to, you know, they comment on that, you know, when the, you know, the younger kids come to a game, you know, just, you're inspiring them, you know, and you might make them choose a sport over another, which is great. Do you have any siblings?
Yeah. So I have two little brothers. The one's a freshman this year. Okay. And then the other one's in seventh grade.
Do they play basketball too?
Yep. Both of them play. My brother made the freshman team. He plays football, baseball too. Okay. And then Michael in seventh grade, he plays basketball, baseball, a little bit of soccer. So, yep.
Do you try helping them?
It never goes well, you know. They don't like hearing instructions from their older sister. We'll play a little pickup one-on-one. It is great when you need a rebounder or, you know,
yeah,
to play a little defense on you. They're great. So, yeah.
Especially, you know, the beginning of the pandemic when you really, you know, it was really forbidden to play with anybody else other than your family, you know, it has to come in family that you come in handy that you have two siblings.
Definitely.
That I joked with the, you know, with the Passat sisters when I interviewed them, you know, last summer, you know, at least, you know, two very competitive girls, at least you had that advantage when nobody else, you know, some people just, you know, playing them by themselves. And, you know,
yeah,
I go to the park to shoot around. It gets boring pretty quickly when you shoot by yourself, especially when you're chasing, you know, the misses and stuff.
Yes, you're on response.
I like to ask the players this, what have your parents meant to you, you know, in your development?
I mean, they're more than a ride to and from practice at the end of the day. You know, they're the ones when, you know, you have a tough game or something, they're here at home ready to support you, whether to, ready to talk you through it, that kind of stuff. So they mean everything. You know, it wouldn't be possible without them. You know, them always being here for me, it means a lot.
Did they play any basketball when they were younger?
Actually, no, given my dad's like 6'3", whatever, everyone always asks the question. Nope, no basketball. My dad's sister played for Donovan Catholic and then Columbia, but not mom or dad.
Does she ever give you any pointers? You know, playing Columbia, definitely. That's a big deal.
Yeah. You know, she's great. She went through it and you know, us and everything, so it's always nice. Obviously times have changed, she always says it's different, but you know, it helps to have someone to talk to who knows, you know, the game and that kind of stuff. Not that my parents don't, but someone who has been through it.
And you're right, the game definitely, you know, when I, you know, high school and wrote for the newspaper, it's so more fast paced. You know, back then a high scoring game was 50-55, and now, you know, I feel like if you're not scoring 70, it's a low scoring game these days. Last question before we start getting into like the AAU and high school. Growing up, who was a role model to you?
So since I loved soccer when I was younger, I loved Alex Morgan. I thought she was awesome as a soccer player. I always looked up to her. I'm a Yankees fan, so I loved Derek Jeter, you know, kind of who he was for the baseball community and stuff. That's definitely someone who is very inspiring.
I had, and not to say it has to do anything to do with our interview, but I had season tickets back 99, 2000, and 01 for the Yankees.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, it was fun. It just became a little too much trying to get to the Bronx every day.
It's difficult, yes.
Real quick side note, were you ever at the old stadium?
Yes, yep, okay. We were. And then since I lived up north, back in, was it 08 or 09?
09, they moved into the new one.
We went and saw the ticker tape parade and all that. Yep, yeah.
I remember my first ticker tape with 96 after the 96 season. And you know, I was 15. It's so fun, especially, you know, after not winning, them not winning for so long. And that's good that you got to enjoy that experience.
Yeah.
I say everyone should go to a ticker, whatever sport it is. There's nothing like a parade like that, especially in New York City. All right, back on track to basketball. Now, you said you started playing basketball up north. Do you remember who your first coach was?
It's so
no big deal if you know.
My dad coached. Mrs. Shanklepore was her name. She was the coach up there. And then one of my dad's buddies, Terrence. Those were the three coaches back up north.
Now, when you moved out here, when did you start playing for the Bells?
So I didn't start playing Till the Bells until around sixth or seventh grade. Before that, it was the Wildcats.
Okay.
So.
Who was your coach for the Wildcats?
Mark Donnelly.
Mark, okay.
Yep.
Oh, he was Mark, Mark's great.
And the very beginning of Bells, he coached okay. us too.
What are some things you were able to learn from Mark? Because, you know, everybody, Mark had a great high school career in the Shore Conference, and he had a great career in college. So what are some things you were able to learn from him?
A lot, to begin with. The one who really wrote me into basketball, he was like, you're doing this. But at the time, I was, like, the tallest kid. Now, not anymore. But being, like, one of the taller ones back then, he was one of the first ones who was, like, form shooting, and he would stand at me with a basket. Back in, like, the Mounts gym, and we would shoot form over and over. So that's one of my, like, very vivid memories of that. So definitely my shooting overall, like, the game, definitely.
Yeah, and that's a great person to learn shooting from, because, you know, everybody knows how many points, you know, up there, all-time list, Shore Conference. So you currently, Fagan's your coach now, right? What have you learned from Joe and his wife too, right? Both of them coach.
Yep.
Yeah. What have you learned from them?
Over the summer, he really did a great job of taking me kind of from the inside and putting me behind the 3-point line, and really stressing to me that, you know, at the next level, that's the position that I'm really going to have to focus on playing. And he really taught me and drilled into my brain, you know, to get outside behind the arc, to have my feet set, ready to shoot, all that kind of stuff. So he's really been great for, you know, introducing me to that.
I love that you said that, you know, because a lot of coaches, you know, they play to win, and, you know, he, you know, right there, you know, he's trying to teach you what you're going to need to do at the next level, which, you know, I think, to me, that's, you know, I used to coach soccer, you know, that's the key, is, you know, how do you get the kids to the next level, and, you know, where they're going to fit in the next level. It's not so much as getting the W's all the time. Granted, that's good, but, you know, the track record to me is how many kids are successful at the next level. And to me, that's great that, you know, he told you that, you know, you have to get a little bit out of your comfort zone, you know, for the next level. Who are a couple of your teammates, you know, the local girls?
Yeah, so obviously I've been playing with Brooke and Mary since I was in fifth grade. Oh. So we've been through it from the beginning. You know, I played with a lot of my friends through the rec program here in Manasquan. As I got into the Bells, I played with Amaya Bray, Abby Ferguson, Ashley O'Connor, Maureen Stapleton most recently, and many more. But it's just crazy, like, the relationships you make and how, you know, easy it is to become friends with all these people. It's great.
Yeah, you know, that's one thing I miss coaching is, you know, especially the time you know, playing the games is fun, but the bonding time, you know, going to the dinners and, you know, staying in the hotels together, especially, you know, when you're the younger, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 age, you know, the kids love that. I was going to ask this later, but, you know, you brought up your team. What's the relationship, you know, your class, very strong class at Madison. What's your relationship with Mary, Brooke, you know, in Georgia, you know, because, you know, to me, you know, I was going to bring this up later, but last year everyone was like rebuilding year, and I didn't think of that. I thought your team was just going to, you know, keep going, and it was going to be a great development, you know, for your juniors and senior years with the talent you have. So what's your relationship with those players?
Yeah. So we've been playing with each other a little bit and then against each other between elementary school basketball, early AAU. Georgia played for the Shore Shots while me, Mary, and Brooke played for Wildcats and Bells. So we've kind of, we've known each other. And then, you know, we obviously coming to high school together formed a bond on the court and especially off the court. You know, they're some of my best friends. You know, it's really awesome that we've been able to come this far together.
And did you think that was an advantage? Because, you know, it's nerve-wracking for any freshman, but you girls are in such a strong program. You know, four of you are freshmen. Do you think that kind of helped having that bond that, you know, players you knew that, you know, all talented, and, you know, you got, you know, you girls are looking up to Faith and Lola, but did you think it made it a little easier having other classmates with you?
Yeah, the transition was definitely easier, you know, knowing you had people you were familiar with to go through it with you.
Speaking of high school, when you go into school, basketball season about to start, what were some of the goals you might have set yourself for all 4 years?
Obviously watching them all through school, you know, the goal is those big championships, sure, conference championships, TOCs, that kind of stuff. So it's something that we're definitely still chasing after, even though, you know, we've cut short a little bit here.
How about just for your freshman year, what were some goals you set yourself for freshman year?
For starters, I wanted to make the varsity team. And then log minutes was really the big thing, you know, get as much experience as I could. Obviously coming into high school, the pace is a lot faster and that kind of stuff. So really just adjusting and learning to play at that speed, making quick decisions in the game. So I just really wanted to get familiar with it my freshman year.
I thought you had a very good, freshman year. You know, the games I went to, everyone says, I favor Manasquan and St. Rose, and it might be because I root for the Co-Star, but I just loved watching, especially the way you play and, Georgia plays and Brooke. It's just, you're a fun group to watch. Before we move on to your sophomore, your last season, what were some things you were able to learn from Lola and Faith, both Division I players? Lola had a very good freshman year. Unfortunately, her sophomore year, season didn't happen for the Ivy League. Faith's having a very good sophomore year. What were some things you learned from them?
Yeah, I mean, they taught us how to compete from day one. I can remember guarding Faith in practice. I was like, what am I doing here? But, they taught us how to play hard all the time, never to take anything for granted, any game for granted. So they were great freshman year.
I joked with a college coach if I would be able to score 1 point against Faith. I don't even think when I was younger I would have been able to, but your team is so fun to watch, freshman year. And it's probably good you're able to be able to pick the brains of, two girls that are going to, high next level. Yeah. Now, moving to your last season, your sophomore year, what were some of the things you wanted to improve from your freshman year?
Improving, I definitely wanted to become more of an offensive threat, and then continue to get better at defense, not only guarding, players in the post, stepping out to the perimeter and being able to guard people out there, learning how to make those quick decisions, throughout the entire four quarters of a game.
Something that, I'm sure you've seen my tweets and, I talked to, Mark about, you, Mary, and Georgia, you three make so many great passes from the post, and I noticed it a lot from you your freshman year, and then, even more last year, and everyone gets the accolades when you score points, but to me, those little things are so key. And, especially, you got that nice, foul shot, pull up jumper, you have, and you make so many good decisions. Where did you learn that, making that, extra pass? And, you always seem, when you're at the foul line, it seems like they two players come to you and you just make that nice little dish off to whoever's cut into the hoop. Where did you pick that up from?
I have no idea. It might have just come, I obviously do take a lot of pride in, getting my teammates shots, obviously looking for myself, but, it's exciting when you get someone open and, you get the assist and you know that you're making your team better. Yep. It's a lot of fun. So I don't know where I picked it up, to tell you the truth. Coach always drills us in practice, making a quick decision based on how the defense guards you. So that's definitely helped, get, that foul line pass. Yes.
Now talking last season, now, the media, everyone, Faith and Lola graduated, it was rebuilding. I said before, I didn't think that. What was the team's mindset going into last season?
Obviously it's frustrating when everyone's doubting you in a way. But at the end of the day, it only made us, we obviously wanted to win anyway, but it only made us more and, prove everyone wrong. Being in the underdogs, it takes a lot of the pressure off you for sure, but we definitely came out and proved ourselves every game. I think.
I agree. I said to people, some people were like, oh yeah, they didn't expect, you know, they expected you girls to be good, but not, you know, the level where you were. But to me, it didn't shock me, you know, after watching you girls play freshman year. You know, I figured, you know, you already saw some big games already. And I, you know, and Lisa's a great coach. She, I knew, you know, I thought your team was just going to, you know, be as good as they were. Talk this season. Did you think this season was going to happen?
You know, after all the time off, all the uncertainty through the AU season, I knew they were going to have to give us something. You know, obviously our season ended with Manchester last year, but I know the team who got to move on, you know, they got their postseason stripped of them and, you know, it stinks. So I knew that they were going to, you know, give us something to make up for that. And, you know, I believe that I wanted it to happen. So I'm glad.
You brought up Manchester real quick. You know, they defeated your team, you know, 2 years in a row. Is it disappointing that, I mean, you did get to play them during the regular season, but, you know, regular season isn't the same as state time. Disappointed you didn't get, you're not getting that third matchup this year to see if you guys knock off Destiny?
yeah, I mean, who knows what'll happen in the postseason? Supposed to come out soon, so we could end up seeing them again. We don't know, but you know, it's exciting. Obviously, every game in the postseason, nothing's guaranteed. So it's, you know, it's fun to play them, especially being, you know, them being such a competitive team.
Yeah. How did you keep fresh, like not even physically, mentally, you know, with the season being pushed back?
Yeah, I mean, it was tough. You know, luckily I do have, you know, my teammates are my friends. So, you know, we were all able to, you know, kind of go through it together and, you know, we could stress our concerns to each other. So mentally it definitely helped that way. And also, you know, just having some hope and some faith that eventually something good come of all the waiting, and, you know, luckily it did.
What are some goals you had, you know, I mean, the season's almost over already, but you know, for yourself this year, what were some of the goals you set for yourself?
For myself, I really wanted to get in the off season. I put a lot of work into my strength and conditioning, I felt. So my goal was to, you know, get up and down the court quicker, you know, guard girls around the perimeter more often than, you know, obviously I need to guard the post for the high school, but to be able to step outside and do that, to get quicker off the dribble, that kind of stuff. So overall, just improve my offensive and defensive game.
I'm glad you said strength and conditioning, because everyone was posting the videos of them working, you know, doing their, in, you know, their skills, and you know, players reached out that first day of tryouts / practice, and they were saying they're sucking wind. And you know, a lot, I had conversations with coaches about this. What kind of shape were players going to come in? Because COVID kind of, you know, a lot of girls were just working on their skills, and understandably, you know, you forget about the conditioning part. So that was good that you recognize, you know, you worked on that both, and you know, and you know the Bells program, and you know, you played a lot during the summer, so it probably gave you a little bit of advantage, you know, coming into the season where you know you weren't out of shape.
Yeah.
Real quick, you know, next year, long way away, but hopefully we have a full season. What are some goals that you know you're hoping for the team? I mean, with the squad, you know, it's probably, you know, TOC is the ultimate goal, right?
Yeah, at the end of the day, that's what we have in mind. You know, it's, unfortunately, there's no shot at it this year. But next year, that's the goal. That's what we want at the end.
As being a senior leader next year, one of the senior leaders, what are some of the things you're trying to pass on to the underclassmen?
Definitely that, you know, working hard will get you places. You know, doing the little things is huge and will help the team in any way. And just never, if this year hasn't taught me anything else, you never take anything for granted, whether it be, you know, going to school or whether it be an opponent or anything. You know, you have to go in and battle for the outcome that you want, no matter what.
You up for some rapid fire questions?
All right.
What's your favorite color?
Green.
Green. Okay. I think you're the first person to say green. Usually I get blue.
Blue.
What's your favorite TV show?
All American.
All American. I have not seen that. And probably one of the first people that didn't say Grey's Anatomy.
I haven't watched the whole thing yet. I'm still getting.
How about movie? Favorite movie?
I like the Pitch Perfect movies.
I'm a big Anna Kendrick fan. How about favorite song? If you don't have a favorite song, favorite group or genre?
I like Sunday Morning. It's by like Montama. It's not a like popular song, but I like it.
Some of the best songs are not popular.
Yeah.
Favorite subject?
I like AP Comp this year.
Anything with the letters AP is no go for me. What is something you enjoy doing when you're not playing basketball?
I like bike riding, and I also have started playing tennis this summer and stuff. So those two things.
Tennis was my sport in high school.
Really?
I was all right. If the key was, if you got my serve back, I was in trouble, but it was hard to hit my serve. But if it came back, then I was in trouble. Before we wrap up, I want to talk future. What are some things you're looking at, you know, or for college, like location, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, so I'm kind of open to anything. Growing up in the city, I liked it up there. So I would definitely go to a city school. You know, living in the suburbs in a small town like now, I am definitely up for that. You know, East Coast would be great, but if an opportunity arrived somewhere else, I would be open to it.
Okay. Do you know what you want to study?
Pre-law would be... Yeah, that's what I want. But if the school doesn't offer that, then something in business for sure.
So impressed. I know I say this every interview, and people who listen to every single interview are probably tired. You girls are so impressive because, like I said, when I was in school, you either played sports or you studied. Now, you know, pre-law, doctors, physical therapists. It's just so impressive that you kids play basketball at such a high, or you know, even soccer. You know, I see the same thing, soccer players. And you maintain such good grades. It's really, I don't know how you girls follow time. And, you know, sports now, or, you know, 7 days a week, you know, you're honing your craft back then. So good luck, you know, just, you know, chase your dreams. So you pre-law, do you know what you would like to do after college?
I would like to be a sports agent. That's like my dream. Awesome. But I also think like a medical malpractice lawyer, that's awesome. So something along those lines. We'll see.
That's great. You know, you kind of remind me, I don't know if you ever watched The Sopranos, but Meadow, you know, she was first one to be a doctor, and then she switched to law. So. Last question, that, you know, I'll let you go and get ready for practice. What advice would you give your younger self, or, you know, if your brothers listened to you, what advice you would give them?
I would tell my younger self not to worry about, you know, the little things in life, not to stress it. There's so much more that goes on, and to do what makes you happy at the end of the day, and don't let anyone tell you what you can or can't do when, you know, you want something.
Yeah. And that advice is great with, you know, what everyone's been through, you know, the last year, you know, especially kids your age, you know, so that, you know, that's great advice. All right, Dorothy, I'll let you go. I know you got practice in a little bit. Thank you for joining me. And, you know, I wish you luck the rest of the season. And I can't wait to get back into gym and next season and watch you girls play. And hopefully TOC finals next year.
Definitely. Thank you for having me.
No problem, Dorothy. Thank you.
Bye.